Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Susunod sa SBS Filipino ang detalye sa ulat ni Claudia Farhart sa kanyang pagbisita sa Pilipinas kaugnay sa usapin sa West Philippine Sea o South China Sea.
Far from their home on the shores of the South China Sea,
West Philippine Sea,
their tiny town of 400 people has just declared the Chinese ambassador persona non grata. Beijing returned the favor with travel bans.
Patuloy ang palitan ng salita sa pagitan ng Pilipinas at China. Kabilang dito ang ilang mga social media posts na siyang nagwawalang halaga sa karapatan ng Pilipinas sa South China Sea. Itinanggi ng mga opisyal na ipinagtatanggol na itinanggi ang mga opisyal na ipinagtatanggol ang teritoryo ng Pilipinas. Ang kinatawan o Congressman Chel Diokno.
It's very disturbing because Filipinos are always online. We are one of the world's highest in terms of going on social media. So we, unless there is a pushback about this fake news, it's possible that many Filipinos could be deceived.
Samantala, si Commodore Jay Talliera, ang tagapagsalita ng Philippine Gold Coast.
Where is the West Philippines? In the Philippines, yes. My second question is, what is the difference between West Philippine Sea and South China Sea? Anyone?
Inaangkin ng China ang may 70% ng South China Sea bilang pagmamay-ari nito. Gamit ang 9-dash line, katwiran nitong mayroong itong legal na karapatan sa halos lahat ng exclusive economic zone ng Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia, Brunei at Pilipinas. Sa 2016 Arbitral Tribunal sa The Hague, napatunayan na walang legal na basehan ito ayon sa pandaigdigang batas o international law at nilabag ng China ang karapatang soberenya ng Pilipinas. Ngunit, di ito kinikilala ng Beijing at dineklara itong null and void at patuloy na sinasabing pagmamay-ari ito ng China.
The greatest challenge is not actually the size of the China Coast Guard vessels or the PLA Navy warships. Our greatest challenge is the misinformation campaign of the People's Republic of China.
Si Commodore Jay Tariela ang tagapagsalita ng Philippine Coast Guard. Patuloy namang di sumasagot ang embahada ng China sa Pilipinas sa request para panayam sa SBS. Sa halip ay nagpadala ito ng statement na binasa ni Claudia Farhart ng SBS News.
Jay Tariela has been smearing and vilifying China. We firmly reject his false, twisted, manipulative, misleading, and provocative accusations.
We just have to keep on telling the truth.
But a lot of the attacks have been directed at you as well, personally, lately. How do you manage that?
Well, that means probably I'm effective, right? Because they are zeroing on me being silenced, I guess.
We've been hearing a lot about the rhetoric coming from the Chinese embassy in Manila at the moment. Are you worried about the pattern that you're seeing emerge there and the tactics that are coming from the embassy?
I'm not worried at all. I fully expect it. And I think that it just goes to prove what they really are behind a veneer of what they pretend to be. And the Filipino people are very discerning when it comes to that, and they can read between the lines. Now they don't need to read between the lines. They have transparency on their side, plus the rhetoric coming out from the Chinese embassy. It has served to seal the case against the People's Republic of China.
But who are they trying to influence? Are they trying to influence the Filipino people?
I think they're talking to their own audience. I think their messaging is for their own audience, to serve a political motive that is internal to China.
Yan ang tinig ng kalihim ng National Defense na si Gilbert Chodoro sa panayam kay Claudia Farhart. Ngunit higit sa teritoryo, ayon sa mga dalubhasa, kung di maayos ang sitwasyon, maaaring tuluyang maapektuhan ang ugnayang dalawang bansa, kabilang ang mga trabaho para sa mga Pilipino. Ang retired Philippine Navy Vice Commander na si Rear Admiral Jude Ong.
So our domestic political front is also a battle space in terms of countering influence and malign influence and interference. At the end of the day, I think China wants a Philippines that is friendly to China. Right now, it's not.
At sa kasalukuyang sitwasyon, sa gitnang silangan, kung saan nakatuon ng malaking pansin ng Estados Unidos, patuloy naman ang paglakas ng presensya ng China sa teritoryo. Muli, si retired Philippine Navy Vice Commander Rear Admiral Jude Ong.
So you now have a sort of a perfect storm. The minimum that we can look at is developing the appropriate deterrent capabilities to make China think twice before making any decisions that require kinetic action.
Yan ang kabuuan ng ulat ni Claudia Farhart mula Pilipinas para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino ni Maridel Martinez.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.